News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, if you dread the thought of playing with your kids, don't sweat it, because apparently you shouldn't have to play with your kids. That's according to Kirsty Ketley, who is a parenting consultant and also a self-confessed playtime hater. Kirsty, you're not a fan of playing with your children.
Well, imaginary child-led play specifically, but yes, I've always struggled with that with my children. And I say this as someone who spent 30-odd years working with children, which so it might sound a bit odd, but and perhaps that's maybe why with my own children I've refrained as much as possible, because I've done playtime as a paid job. But yeah, I think it's more about connection rather than play itself that's important.
And is your contention that this is a fairly widespread issue, that there are lots of parents who dread the thought of sitting down to tea parties?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the years, I can't tell you how many parents have told me that exact thing, or they feel guilty about it. So they might have come to me for advice on what they should do, or they've confessed and felt really embarrassed saying about it, because there's this expectation, it feels, maybe since the rise of sort of the gentle parenting movement and social media especially, I think, amplifies it. And Bluey as well. I think Bluey's parents have a lot to answer for.
But is there, Bluey aside, is there not a sort of a broad compendium of research at this point that says that play is vitally important and that quality attentive time from parents to children is vitally important, so everybody should be doing it?
Absolutely. So play, there's no, you know, no denying that play isn't important for children. Of course it is. It's exactly how children learn. And in fact, they should, I think, be given more opportunities to play. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that you as parents have to carve out time specifically to get down on the carpet and, you know, have these banquets with stuffed toys and have endless cups of fake tea brought to you. You can connect with your children in other ways. And I think there was a survey out, that's off how I've written this article really, was off the back of that, where I really thought that some of those parents who have confessed that they want to spend more time playing with the children, perhaps actually just want more connection, just more time with their children, not necessarily sitting playing imaginary play, but doing more things with their children, because we are quite time poor. And I know from working with parents that that is something that, you know, parents always feel guilty about, that they haven't got enough time. And so, you know, if you don't like playing, there are lots of other ways that you can connect with your child and form good, strong bonds. And the playtime, you know, can be left to them playing independently. There's a lot in children playing independently, excuse me, in terms of their development. And also, you know, they go to nursery, they have peers, they have siblings, you know, leave the play to that.
But I thought the overarching belief was that there had to be, what is it, child-directed play and child-directed learning, that you had to sit around and see what it was that stimulated the child's engagement and then follow them.
I mean, you can. I mean, you can talk it through as they're younger. But I mean, the amount of parents who say to me, oh, I've tried to sit and play, you know, I don't know, with the dolls or whatever, with the children, and they just get so frustrated with me, because too much adult-led can be really frustrating for children. So, I mean, as always, it will probably depend on your child and your circumstances. You know, this is just what I've found to be true. But, you know, definitely children learn from being around us. I mean, if you're just sat in a room scrolling on your phone while your child's playing, I'm not sure that's, you know, correct, but you can still be in the room doing other things while they're playing and talking to them about what they're doing, maybe without actually having to sit physically reenacting out these big elaborate stories that they come out with.
And if you want to create engagement activities that aren't frustrating from an adult perspective, what do you recommend?
Oh, well, I love doing baking and cooking with my children. That's one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing. And with all the children I've ever cared for over the years as well, that's one of the things I've enjoyed. Arts and crafts, just going and getting outside, you know, doing gardening together, going out for a walk, doing something outdoors. A great way for kids to open up to you as well, especially as they get older. Yeah, there's lots of ways to connect. Just bedtime stories, you know, children love to have a little chat at bedtime, don't they? So, you know, there are good ways of having that connection without having to get down and physically play. But and I would say, it's really important to make sure your child does have playtime and that they're not always just sat watching the television or scrolling on a tablet. You know, they are engaging with their toys and learning how to play independently as well. I think that's really important. A good balance of it all.
What about parental reaction? You said that an awful lot of the parents that you talked about felt frustrated and expressed a desire not to have to do that kind of thing. Do you think an awful lot of parents spend an awful lot of time engaged in activities with their kids that they actually don't enjoy and wish they could dodge?
Yes, I do. I mean, I've never not done those things with my children. I mean, there's lots of times I haven't, but, you know, I've spent countless times doing the tea parties and, you know, being on a carpet, being taught in lessons in a carpet classroom, as I call it, you know, because you do, you know, if your child's, you know, begging to play, you shouldn't just say, no, I'm not going to do it. But I try to find compromise with my children, say, well, mummy would prefer to do this, let's do this instead. Or, you know, board games, depending on the board game as well. I have always been quite vocal to my children about Monopoly Junior, for instance. That got to a point where I was like, this is just, I can't enjoy this. And so we found other games to play. And like I say, baking and cooking, my children actually are very good now at baking and cooking independently. Now they're now 9 and nearly 13. So, you know, teaching them a skill as well.
And you get free buns out of it down the track. Kirsty,
yes.
Thank you very much. Kirsty Kettley, parenting consultant, text saying, regarding playing with your children, the concept of not enjoying this or wanting this is totally alien to me. I'd spend every minute of the day with my kids if I could. They'll only be kids for a short period of time in the scheme of things. Maximize it before it's gone. Don't regret it when you're elderly.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.